First of all, before we start, the show's been out since 2016. It's been downloaded over 2 million times. I look on Apple Podcasts. I have less than 400 reviews. How the hell is that possible? Go on Apple Podcasts and leave a goddamn review of the show. Now let's get to the business.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. That aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
You know about the audios that I do every day, and you may even know about the videos, but did you know how I actually got my start in creating content online? It was through written material, and I still write every single day to this day. I want you to get my brand new articles that I write every day sent straight to your inbox, and all you have to do to get those articles free of charge is go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. Right there, it'll be a form. All you have to do is put in your email address, and you will be getting every single morning a fresh new article written by me to help you with your mental game and how it will apply to your business, your sport, and your life to help you step your game up and become the person you need to be to do what you need to do to have the results you want to have in your life. Every day, I'm going to send you a brand new one. So if you're interested in that, while you're listening, go to workonmygame.com, put in your email address, and you'll be getting my brand new articles every single day starting tomorrow morning. Let's get to it.
Can it get any better than this? Let me help you out. No. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, need a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that moves me, you, him, her, and everybody else out there to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. We put all this together in one philosophy, one method, one mindset, one book. It is one show, the only show that is called Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. Today's topic is how to present yourself as a winner. Anywhere you go, to anybody you know, no matter who they are, what they say, their prejudices, what ideas they had about you before you walked in the room, what they say about you behind your back after you walk in the room, how do you present yourself as a winner? Now, I have an episode numbered 1351 where I talk about not assuming things. Try to limit the assumptions that you make in life, when it, at least the critical assumptions, the important assumptions that you make. Try to be more objective about people, places, and things that you interact with, because often we make assumptions about things that are absolutely just not true, and we don't want to do the mental work of figuring out what's really going on. However, I'm going to tell you a truth about human nature. We will still make assumptions, and other people who didn't hear episode 1351, they're going to make a whole lot more assumptions than you make, because at least you're going to be trying to stop making so many assumptions. Those people who didn't hear it, they're not going to try to not make assumptions. They're going to keep making assumptions, and they're going to keep believing that they're right, because the more times you do something, the more you believe that you're doing the right thing. People will still make assumptions, especially those who are not listening to me or even thinking about that. So while we, me and you, are mastering ourselves, we must also prepare and plan for dealing with people who aren't so evolved, other people who aren't so wise, other people who aren't doing so much work on themselves. We got to prepare for dealing with them, because I think you can agree that there are a lot more of them than there are of us. And those people, they will judge you relatively quickly. So today, what you're going to learn is how to play that game in a way that works for you. Or you're not going to learn how to give those people a piece of your mind and tell them why they're wrong for judging you. You're not going to learn to avoid those people, because then you'll probably, life will be very lonely if you avoid the people who are not doing this work on themselves, people who do make snap judgments and assumptions about other people. If you avoid all of them, then you're not going to have any friends. You're going to learn how to play the game. You got to learn how to work within the confines of what's going on in life, in other words. You got to learn how to hustle, learning to play the game, which I talked about in episode number 1314, learning to play the game in life. You know what that means, play the game? That means knowing that when things are not exactly as they could be or should be, that is not an excuse for you to not do what you're supposed to do. That's not an excuse for you to not achieve the outcomes that you planned to achieve. It just means you need to adjust based on things being less than ideal, but still making it work in your favor. So That's episode 13, 14. You can find that within the game group membership. It may also be in your podcast app. The full episode, those for all game group members. Now, point number one, today's topic, once again, is how to present yourself as a winner. Understand that people do not judge you via detailed analysis of your virtues. We do not judge you on the content of your character, as Martin Luther King dreamed 50, 60 years ago. We are still judging people on the surface. We all judge people off of surface appearances. You do it, they do it, she does it, he does it, everybody does it. So you need to start paying attention to your surface appearance and tailor it to your liking so that people judge you the way that you want them to judge you. Since we know that people are not judging you by looking deeply into you, they're looking at you on the surface and they're making a decision about you just based on that, you need to start making that appearance look the way that you want people to see you as. This is as simple as that. I mean, that's a simple enough concept. How do you want to be perceived? That's the question I'm asking you. Adjust your appearance to fit that perception. Ask yourself this. The toughest, grimiest street criminal gets into a court situation. They have to come to court, make an appearance before a judge and in front of a jury, in front of all the lawyers and all the cameras and the media and all of that stuff. Why does this tough, grimy street character, all of a sudden, they clean themselves up. If their hair is never well kept, they comb their hair or braid their hair back or get a haircut. They shave. They're all clean cut. They got a suit on. Everything's so they're looking all clean and perfect and proper that one day in court. Why do they do that? Why do people get all cleaned up and dressed up when they got to stand in front of a judge or a jury in some type of criminal case or any type of court case? Why do they do that? Because they want to present themselves as a clean cut, nice, harmless individual who will hopefully receive mercy from a judge or from a jury. Why? Because they understand that you are being judged on appearances. You're not being judged on the content of your character. Now, you hope that that's the way people will judge you. We all hope that people will judge us on that. Just find out the content of my character, you know, get to know me, look deeper into me. Don't just judge me off this one thing that you know about me. Don't just judge me off what you saw on my social media or what you heard about me on YouTube or what somebody said about me or how many points I scored in this one game or what somebody in the media has been writing about me. Don't judge me off that surface thing. Judge me on who I really am as a person. Really get to know me. Well, here's the problem. Ain't nobody got time for that. We ain't got time to get to know people. All right? You don't have time to get to know people. And people do not have time to get to know you. So all they're going to do is look at the first thing they can see about you. The first few things, if you're lucky, if somebody has a little bit of time, that they'll look at the first few things they can see about you. And they're going to make a decision about you. And the case is closed. It's over. The gavel is banged. All right. Case closed is over. The court is adjourned. So what you need to think about, here's the question again. How do you want to be perceived? And then look at your appearance, whether that's how you physically present yourself, the way that you dress, the way you walk, you talk, your energy, the way you deal with other people, the way you communicate. If you happen to have an online presence in any form, Google yourself. What is coming up when somebody Googles your name? You need to adjust those appearances to fit how you wish to be perceived. If you don't like what those appearances are showing, then you might want to make some adjustments. If you do like it, then keep it like that. Create more of that so they stay there. If you don't like it, then you need to do something about that. Hire a PR person, start creating some content, you know, edit your Facebook page, whatever it is you got to do. Take some pictures down off the internet if they need to be taken down, if you can take them down, or create some stuff to, you know, overcome the stuff that's already up there if you can't control it. But you got to start controlling your appearance. If you want people to look at you as a winner, your snap appearance, the first thing that people see about you, the surface things about you need to make you look like a winner, because I'll say 90% of people are not going to look any deeper than that. Just look at you on the surface and they're going to move on because they got their own things to worry about. You know, they got to check their Facebook to see who else posted something in the last 5 minutes. Point number two, today's topic is how to present yourself as a winner. Here's a quote that I read. It was the person talking about the modeling industry. And I believe it was a woman who said this. She said, being a supermodel is not about good looks. That's the whole quote. Let me say the quote again in case you didn't hear it all. Being a supermodel is not about good looks. And if you really think about that, you don't have to think too hard about it. That makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, how many pretty girls or hot guys are there walking this earth? I mean, there are a lot. There are a lot of attractive men and women walking around this planet right now, right? So why are there only a handful of supermodels? Why are there only a handful of models who are known by name and known by face? You don't have to be in a modeling industry, but if you see that person, you're like, oh, that's such and such. I know who that person is. Why are there only a few of them, even though there are so many attractive men and women out there? What's the difference between a supermodel and just an attractive man or a supermodel and an attractive woman? What's the difference? Energy, atmosphere, attitude, how people feel when they encounter you is the difference between a pretty face and a supermodel. And we don't have to be talking about modeling. This could be in any industry, any field, any position where there are some people who it seems like surface level, they have the same attributes as a whole bunch of other people, but something about that person is making them stand out from everyone else. It's these things: energy, atmosphere, attitude. How other people feel when they encounter you, that's the difference between just being pretty and being a supermodel. This applies to athletes, authors, teachers, musicians, real estate agents, personal trainers, any industry, anything you could be doing is the energy that separates one from everybody else. There are plenty of good, skilled teachers, athletes, authors, musicians, personal trainers, real estate agents, dog walkers, YouTubers, podcasters, authors walking this planet. There are a whole bunch of them. There are more of them than you can even count. There are more of them than you can even consume all of their material to get an objective measure of who's good and who's bad. You can't listen to all the music that's out there. All right? You ain't got enough time. You don't have enough ears to listen to all the music that's out there right now. You don't have enough eyes to read every book. All right? You don't have enough time to watch every video. You do not have enough time to assess everybody fully as they, quote, deserve, close quote, to be assessed. Therefore, you got to go off of what you can judge from the surface. This is the way that it works. So don't think that you're exempt from this. All right. You are just as guilty as everybody else is. And I'm going to say this thing that I've said many times, said this on social media and different platforms many times. I've talked about it here on this show many times. I'm going to say it one more time. And I guarantee you that I will say this again. So anybody who hears this and says, well, Dre, sometimes you repeat yourself. You damn right I repeat myself. I got to keep repeating myself to make sure it gets through your thick skull. We all got thick heads. It means we got to hear things more than one time before we really get it. All right, how many times did you say your ABCs when you were in kindergarten? Not once. Talent. Here's the thing that I'm going to say. Talent does not separate you from the pack in most cases. Asterisk in most cases. There are some cases where an exceptionally talented person can separate themselves from everybody else because the talent gap between them and everyone else is so large that they just stand out just because of their talent. There are some small exceptions, some rare exceptions where that happens. For the most part, just being talented alone will not separate you from everybody else. And actually, those exceptions are so, so rare, I shouldn't even say that, because now I'm giving somebody an out clause to think that they're talented enough that they don't need to apply anything else that I've said here today. So I apologize for saying that. But now the cat's out of the bag. But I'm going to say this, I'm going to make this point again. Talent does not separate you from the pack. LeBron James is a very talented basketball player, isn't he? I would think people would agree he's very talented. He has some natural gifts that other basketball players just ain't got. Okay, no matter how hard they work, they just want to have the gifts that LeBron James has. But he's not the first talented basketball player to come into the NBA. Kobe wasn't the first. Tracy McGrady wasn't the first. Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, Allen Iverson, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson. None of them was the first, and none of them were nor will be the last talented basketball player to walk into the NBA. So what separates those guys who, even if you don't watch basketball, you know who they are? What separates those guys from everybody else? It ain't just their talent. It's their energy, their atmosphere, their attitude. Those things separate them from the other people who also have talent but don't stand out, who you would go to a game. If you're just a casual basketball fan, there are some really talented players who are on that court. You don't know who the hell they are unless you go through your program and try to figure out or Google them. Who the hell is number 16 who plays for the Wizards? You wouldn't even know who the hell they are, even though they're very talented. So why do you know who LeBron is, but you don't know who the other guys are? Is it because he's just that much more talented? No. You know who he is because of the energy, the atmosphere, and the attitude that comes around him, how people feel when he walks into the room. Now, why do people feel that way? We got to go a level deeper here. Why do people feel that way? It's because of the work that he's put in, meaning the work he's put in at his job when he's in that place performing, doing what he's paid to do, which is play basketball. He performs at a certain level that makes people remember him. And because he performs at that level that makes people remember him, that's why people feel different when he walks into the room, as opposed to number 12 on the Chicago Bulls, who you don't even know who they are. Because of the work that he's put in, people look at him and they remember what he did last time. They're like, oh, that's the guy. And because he's done that, and because he knows that they know that, when he walks into the room, he has a different energy because he knows what he's done and he knows that you know what he's done. So his energy is different. His attitude is different. The atmosphere around him is different because, as I said, I'm going to say it again. He knows that you know what he did, so he can carry himself differently. And it's 100% real. All right. That's not fake it till you make it. That's real. He's carrying himself as if he knows he's different from everybody else because he's done things to separate him from everybody else. And he truly has. And that's why you feel that way. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. He feels that way. And because he feels that way, he performs that way. Because he performs that way, you feel that way. And because you feel that way, he feels even more that way. And he performs that way even more. It all works in a cycle. So how do you get the cycle started? You got to choose to. It's as simple as that. This is not a complicated formula. You got to choose to carry yourself in a certain way that causes other people to pay a little bit of attention to you, just a little bit of attention to you. Then you got to perform to back it up. And when you perform to back it up, people are like, oh shit, there's something real here. Now they're going to be watching you. Now next time you got to do it again. Now they're watching you even more. Now your confidence goes up because you know they're watching you and you know you delivered on that attention. Now your energy changes. Now your atmosphere changes. Now your attitude changes. Now people feel differently about you because they know you deliver. Now everything changes. Now your price goes up. Now your status goes up. Now you got more followers. Now you feel even more confident. And now it just keeps going and going and going until you do something to stop it. That's the way it works. I just gave you the whole formula right there. Talent alone does not do that. Talent alone will get somebody to notice you. They'll pay attention just to see what you do. But if you don't back it up, all right, they'll move on to the next person. Because guess what? You are not the first, nor will you be the last talented person to walk into the room. Talent alone ain't going to do it. What else you got? Point number three, today's topic, how to present yourself as a winner. You want to present yourself as a winner, we got to put some meat and potatoes behind all this, right? Because we talked about talent. I talked about talent many episodes of this show here. How to exploit all your talents is episode 722. How persistence can overcome a talent gap, episode number 460. Stop ignoring your talents, episode 1252. Stop lying to yourself when you don't have talent, episode 884. Hard work does not beat talent, episode 728. So I want to make sure I give you those so that you all understand. But let's talk about putting the meat and potatoes behind your presentation as a winner. You're presenting yourself as a winner. You're doing these things that we talked about here. Understanding that people are judging you based on what they see on the surface. Understanding that talent alone is not enough. Just being good alone is not enough because there are a whole lot of people that are good. What's another way that you got to present yourself as a winner? What's something that you absolutely must do? Okay, because this is not all gimmicky. All right, this is not all hacks. All right, there's something real that you have to do. You got to put something tangible behind your presentation as a winner. Here it is. You got to win. You got to win. If you want to present yourself as a winner, you must win when it matters. Not just win, period. You got to win when it matters. To be a winner, you must have some significant victories under your belt. See, this is why the athlete, for example, who is a generally okay performer as an athlete, but every time there's a big game, a big championship game, there's a trophy on the line, that player who's generally okay makes a whole bunch of big plays in the big games, they get remembered more fondly than the player who is great in the regular games, but they don't do much in the big games. So even though you could be a player who's great through 82 games of the regular season, but when it comes to the 5 games of the championship, you're just okay. The player who's only great in those 5 games of the championship, but they're just okay in the 82 games, they get remembered more fondly than the player who is great through 82 games. That doesn't make any sense. That's a complete imbalance. You would think that the more consistent person who was great through 82 games will get remembered even more. But why don't they? Because the big moments. Those are the ones that most people are paying attention to. Those are the ones where everybody's noticing. Those are the ones that everybody remembers. Nobody remembers game 40 of an 82-game regular season. Doesn't mean game 40 doesn't matter. But nobody remembers game 40. People remember game 4 of the NBA Finals, though. And the person who steps up in game 4 of the Finals consistently, and they're always stepping up in the big, big games, everybody remembers their name. Why? Because they stepped up when everybody was paying attention. They stepped up when it mattered the most. Now, that does not mean that you should just not show up for the, quote, regular, close quote, situations and then just get yourself hyped up for the big situation, because you might not make it to the big situation if you don't show up for the regular ones. But I'm just explaining to you that when it matters the most, you got to perform then too, in addition to performing in the times when it, quote, doesn't matter, close quote. Everything matters. If you're really, if you really plan on being a champion, you really plan on being the best, everything matters. Every game matters. Doesn't matter if there are fans there or not, a bunch of people are watching or not, you got a huge audience or not. Everything matters if you're going to be the best. However, those big moments, those are the ones that the masses will remember, the big ones. But the people, the small people, not the small people, but the small crowd of people who are paying attention to everything, they're going to remember everything. So you want to make sure you serve every audience. If you're the best, again, it doesn't matter which game it is. If it's a big game, small game, whatever, you step up every time. And we don't have to be talking about sports here. I'm just using sports as an analogy. Every moment matters when you're the person who's going to be the best. Or if you plan on being the best, you got to perform as if every moment matters, not just the moments where it's, quote, more important, close quote. It doesn't make logical sense, but it's the truth that judgment is subjective. I mean, it's just the way judgment works. Right? Things are subjective because this is the way that people judge. People judge the person who steps up in the big games as more important than the person who doesn't step up in the big games but was great in all the regular games. Judgment is subjective, meaning based on people's opinions, based on what people notice, what people remember. People notice a whole lot of things, but they don't remember everything. So you want to make sure in the moments that people are going to remember, you're presenting yourself as a winner by actually winning. All right. It's not all smoke and mirrors, not all gimmicks. You got to put something real behind that presentation. This is how it goes in life, ladies and gentlemen. So don't fight it. Use it. As I said earlier, do not fight the fact that people are not going to judge you on a whole of your character. They're only going to judge you on what they see on the surface. Don't get mad at it. Just understand it and then adjust yourself to fit what works. Adjust yourself to fit what's going on. All right. Don't fight against it. Don't rail against it. Just use it to your advantage. All right. This is what smart people do. This is what hustling is about. Understanding the way the game works and then working within the system to make it work in your favor. Not trying to change the system. You could try to change the system if you want, but there's a good chance that you'll fail and you're going to use up a whole lot of your resources trying to change the system. Over time, the system will change, but do you want to be the one to go first to try to change the system? It's kind of like this guy I follow on Instagram. He's a photographer for National Geographic. His name is Paul Nicklin, and he tells the story in a lot of his photos. He had this picture where all these penguins were standing on the edge of the ice, right? And they were all looking into the water, and he had the camera underwater. He had an underwater camera. And you could see a seal. It was like a leopard seal was swimming in the water right next to the edge of the ice. And the seal is looking up and the seal can see the penguins all standing on the edge. And the penguins are looking into the water and they can see the seal swimming around in the water. And the thing is, seals hunt penguins. So the penguins all understand, as the photographer explained in the caption, he explained that all these penguins understand that the seal is looking for a meal. So he's waiting for one of these penguins to jump in so the seal can attack it and kill it and eat it as a meal. None of the penguins want to get killed, of course. However, all the penguins also understand that the only way they can feed their young, their baby penguins that are waiting for them back home, is they got to go into this water so they can catch some fish, and then they can get back on the ice and they can feed. But the problem is, whichever one of those penguins is jumping into that water first is putting himself in the line of fire, possibly getting killed by the seal. Who's going to go in first and possibly be sacrificing themselves in order for all the rest of the penguins to go? Because while that seal is chasing down that one penguin, all the other penguins can go and escape and get home safely. So I'm telling you all that to tell you this. You can try to rail against the way things are and try to change it if you want to, but you might be the penguin sacrificing yourself to the leopard seal. All right, if you want to be that, you can go ahead and be the martyr if you want to, or you can, at least at some points in your life, work within the system and make the system work for you instead of trying to fight it. All right, it's your decision, it's your life. You can do whatever you want to do. Now, getting back to the rest of my point here, we're on point number three. The topic once again today is how to present yourself as a winner. You got to win when it matters. Do not fight against the fact that things go the way that they go and that people are who they are and that human nature is what it is. In the 2016 presidential election, Donald Trump lost the popular vote. A lot of people know this, right? That he did not win the popular vote. If the presidential election was just based on how many people voted for one person versus how many people voted for another person, Trump would have lost the election. Hillary Clinton got 65.8 million votes in the 2016 election. Donald Trump had 62.9 million votes. Clinton got 3 million more votes than Donald Trump in the 2016 election. However, that's not the way that it works when it comes to choosing a president. How it works is we had this thing called the Electoral College. And by the Electoral College system, Donald Trump won 304 to 227. So he won by a substantial margin, even though he lost the popular vote by a substantial margin of 3 million votes. I mean, it wasn't that substantial, relatively speaking, but he lost. But he won the Electoral College. Donald Trump won out of 50 United States. Donald Trump won 30 of the states. Clinton won only 20 of the states, even though she had more votes overall total. In 300 years from now, those stats that I just gave you, that data that I just gave you, nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to talk about it. Nobody's going to bring it up. Only thing anybody's going to remember 300 years from now, as long as we still have human civilization 300 years from now, is who won the election. Who became the 45th president of the United States? Not how many votes they had, not the Electoral College, not that the popular vote was won by this person or that person, not any of the other stuff that was talked about. All anybody's going to remember is the winner. Now, I'm using that as an example simply because everybody knows about it. Okay? I try to use examples that you can relate to, you can understand. If you want to be seen as a winner, all right, you don't show up with stories. You need victories. If you want to be seen as a winner, you got to have some wins, some significant wins under your belt, wins that matter, wins that they, the general public, that people recognize, people who are only looking at things on the surface, who don't want to hear the story, don't want to hear all the details. They are not intelligent enough to dig deep into things. They only look at things on the surface. You must appeal to them in some way, shape, or form for them to see you as a winner. If they can't understand it, then they're not going to see you as a winner. All right, you got to learn to speak on their level. Speak on their level with your successes, with your accomplishments, with whatever presentation you decide to put out there to the world. Again, I'm not saying that this is right. I'm not saying that this is the smartest way that things go. I'm saying that this is how average people think. And most people in life are average. If you want to be seen by as a winner, by the masses, you got to appeal to how average people think. And how average people think is the way that I've explained to you here today. Now you can use this or you can throw it away. Your choice. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to present yourself as a winner. I talked about in episode 1351 to not assume as much as you think you know about other people to actually find out for real. But understand that most people didn't hear this. Most people are not going to not assume. Most people are just going to do those things. So while we are mastering ourselves, we must prepare and plan for dealing with others who aren't so evolved. Listen to the episode on learning how to play the game and hustle. Point number one, people do not judge you via detailed analysis of your virtues. We judge off surface appearances. You do it, everybody else does it. So pay attention to your surface appearance and tailor it to your liking. So the question is, how do you want to be perceived? Adjust your appearance to fit that perception. Point number two, I read a quote where somebody said, being a supermodel is not about good looks. And that makes sense. I mean, how many pretty girls or guys are there walking around the earth? Millions. But how many supermodels are there? You can count them on your hands. Energy, atmosphere, and attitude, and how people feel when they encounter you is what creates your superstar status, if you want to call it that. If you want to get yourself to that higher echelon, talent alone is not going to do it. Talent does not separate you from the pack. It can separate you from the masses, but then you're going to walk into a room where all the talented people are in there. What separates you from them? It's energy, attitude, the way you present yourself. That's what makes you different from everybody else. If you don't have that, then you won't be separate. Point number three, you got to win when it matters. To be a winner, you got to have significant victories under your belt at times when it matters. This doesn't make logical sense, but it's the truth that judgment is subjective. It is based on people's opinions, and people's opinions are based on what they see on the surface, not on a detailed analysis, because most people do not want to challenge themselves to think. Knowing this, you could either try to fight it, you could be the penguin who sacrifices yourself to the leopard seal for all the rest of the penguins, or you can work within the system and make it work for you. Your choice. Work on your game. Dre, all day. You hear me talk about the mental game tools, discipline, confidence, mental toughness, and personal initiative every single episode of this podcast. But what's the actual roadmap to developing these tools and actually applying them to your life in a systematic way that they stick and they become real for you? Not just something that you heard, not just something that hypes you up, but something that becomes part of who you are. What's the roadmap to actually doing that? I created that blueprint, and it's my flagship course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset covers those four tenets of the mental game: discipline, confidence, mental toughness, and personal initiative. And not only how they apply to you, but how you're going to apply them in your life and your interactions with other people, and how to deal with the assaults on your mental game, the attacks on your mental game that come from the outside, of course, and the most insidious attacks on your mental game, the ones that come from within. Go to dreallday.com/bulletproof to get more information, full details, and get started on the Bulletproof Mindset course. That's at dreallday.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course.